The Man Who Escaped, Episode 15. Kate has come back to the flat with some clothes for Coke and other things. The chief inspector has told Baxter that Coke might be innocent.
First, Kate dyed Coke's hair gray. Then she used some theatrical makeup to give him a much older face. Finally, she put a pair of dark glasses on him, thrust a white walking stick into his hand, and led him firmly to a full-length mirror. Coke was surprised at how strong her grip was. He was even more surprised when he saw himself. An old, blind man stared back at him.
"And now,"
Kate said,
"you'll have to do far more than simply look like an old, blind man. You'll have to walk, talk, and act like one, too."
For the next hour, she taught him exactly how to do that.
"You learn fast. We can go now,"
she finally said.
"What do you mean, we? You can't come with me. It might be dangerous,"
he objected. Kate was already putting her coat on. Her answer was simple.
"If you want my help, you'll have to take me with you. Besides, things are just beginning to get interesting."
They were walking towards a taxi rank. There were usually several taxis parked there, waiting for customers.
"We must look an odd couple, you and I,"
Coke remarked.
"Don't worry about that. We look so odd that nobody will guess who you are. Now just tell me where we're going."
"To a pub in Soho called the Green Rider. Masters used to go there a lot,"
Coke answered.
"You mean you think he's one of the spies?"
"I don't know, but he didn't tell the truth at the trial. Why else should he lie?"
Coke said. Just then they got to the taxi rank. There weren't any taxis there.
"We'll have to take a bus. Just remember that you're an old blind man. I'll help you get on and get off,"
Kate said. They got to Soho half an hour later. The streets were brightly lit. There were people, pubs, restaurants, cinemas and striptease clubs everywhere. There was a man in front of one of the clubs. Whenever someone passed by, he said,
"The best show in London. 20 beautiful girls. Step right in."
He began to say that when he saw Coke. But as soon as he noticed Coke's dark glasses and white walking stick, he closed his mouth again. They walked on until Coke suddenly gripped Kate's arm very hard.
"This is the place. Take me in,"
he said. There were two doors. One was marked Public Bar, and the other Saloon Bar.
"Which one?"
she asked.
"The Saloon Bar,"
he whispered. They went into the crowded, noisy, smoke-filled room. Several people stared at them curiously when they came in.